The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
David Limbaugh is a lawyer, nationally syndicated columnist, political commentator, and author of 9 national bestsellers, including the number one best-selling Crimes Against Liberty. As an expert in law and politics, Mr. Limbaugh has appeared on hundreds of national and local television and radio shows, including Fox News' Hannity, Fox and Friends, Crossfire, and the list goes on and on. I'm sure he's probably been on his famous brother's radio show a few times. Now he can add to the list The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. We're glad to have David Limbaugh on for a few minutes this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Glad to be on The Answer. Have I really been on all those shows, or somebody lying in that stuff they sent you?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just I'm reading it the way you sent it to me, David.
You just never know these days.
Yeah. You know, I've told this story many times, and I'm sure that my listeners, as I start telling it again, they just kind of roll their eyes. But as a young man many years ago, when I was in school, I worked for South Carolina's senior Senator Strom Thurmond. And I tell the story of how he and Ted Kennedy seemed to work together on the Senate Judiciary Committee to try to get some things done. They were trying to get some things done that would benefit the people of South Carolina, the people of Massachusetts. We just don't see that anymore, do we? There's no more civility left in our political process.
That is true. The party's worldviews and goals are so different now, and the left's attitude, the Democrats' attitude is so extreme, and their policy's so extreme that there's seemingly no reconciliation anymore. They're hostile. You see the left in the culture.
Yeah.
You get bullied out of restaurants if you're conservative. If you wear a MAGA hat, you're treated as a criminal, and they have justification to hit you. That's where we are.
Yeah, it's just crazy that you're right. You can't even wear a golf cap to support your president, the sitting president of the United States, and not fear for your own personal safety.
And I know that people who always say there's moral equivalence on both sides will dispute this, but I dare say that no liberal has any fear of wearing anything and being beaten up in public or challenged. He doesn't have any fear of going to a college classroom and expressing his opinion and of being shouted down and suppressed. That's all from one side. It's a totalitarian, intolerant mindset from the left toward the right, toward President Trump. And it's obvious, it's objectively true that what I'm saying.
Yep. In your latest book with me this morning, David Limbaugh, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win, a very timely release of this book, David. You make the case that the Democrat Party today has united with a whole host of leftist groups. They aren't interested in working with anyone. They constantly talk about, well, let's have this conversation, let's work together. They're not interested in that. They just want to advance their agenda at any cost, right?
That's right, and they want to impede President Trump's agenda, and they want to destroy him. He's the only president that we've ever had who will have had 4 years of opposition party trying to remove him. That's never happened before, and it's going to happen because they're going to continue this charade for the next year. But this book is about the extreme left in all its various components, from abortion to socialism to open borders to their anti-constitutionalism and their identity politics, and I go into great detail about how they're doing this and what they're doing. But it's not just examples and anecdotes. It delves deep into the philosophical underpinnings of their crazy ideas, and I do mean crazy.
Yeah. let's just take a few of those topics. You cover socialism, and I mean, it's scary how this failed ideology is making a comeback among young people.
Yeah, the latest poll shows 70% of millennials, support socialism. I had a poll in my book not that long ago when it went to press, 69%. There is some encouraging news, though. There are accompanying polls that say that while they overwhelmingly accept and favor socialism and hate capitalism, they don't understand what it means. And this isn't being facetious. They truly don't understand what socialism is. But they've been indoctrinated by their professors who, if you look at 40% of the colleges have zero Republicans, the other 60% have a scant small percentage. So it's a one-way street. The media is overwhelmingly liberal. The culture coming out of Hollywood and elsewhere is overwhelmingly liberal, and they're always sermonizing in their allegedly entertainment shows and preaching. So they're being bombarded daily. And part of the purpose of this book is to counter the propaganda and to give our side ammunition to explain the truth about capitalism and socialism to our young people and to everyone who's fallen prey to this seductive allure of false compassion that socialism purports to be. There's nothing compassionate about it. It is enslaving and impoverishing. It was responsible for killing 100 million people in the 20th century. Capitalism has been responsible for uplifting millions, hundreds of millions, maybe billions of people throughout the world. And they indicted on the basis of wealth inequality. There's always been wealth inequality. The only way you can avoid wealth inequality is to decree that the government says everybody has the same, and that's what liberals want to do. And that very thing would stifle growth, which it has in other countries, and all wealth, almost all wealth, and what did remain would be with the rulers. And we've seen it in Cuba, in Venezuela, in the Soviet communist regime, in Red China. So wealth inequality, rulers versus everyone else.
Yeah.
It's amazing that this failed philosophy could be resurrected in a time when we're supposed to be enlightened.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just crazy that you can see how it hasn't worked in so many other parts of the world and why they would think that it would work here in our country. Sean Hannity is heard on our radio station every afternoon, 3 to 6. And here's what Sean said about your book, David. Few pundits can match David Limbaugh for research, depth of knowledge, and political insight. And in this book, perhaps his best political book, he shows how the Democrat Party has completely lost its mind and become a real threat to America's ideals of liberty, prosperity, common sense, and constitutional government. With me today, David Limbaugh, author of Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. Again, I think it's probably one of the most important books that has been released this year. You got to have a copy. And by the way, I've got a few extra copies. I'd love for you to have one. Just text me the keyword book to 877-235-9405, just a word book. Tommy and I have got a few copies here of David's book that we'd love to share with you. And this is, it's important work, David, because they're trying to destroy our country.
Yeah, you know, I'm really appreciative of those kind remarks you made, and I'm very serious about this. I wrote four political books, then I went to five political books, then four Christian-themed books. And I wanted to go back to politics because I see this as an urgent time. 2020 is a pivotal election. We always say this. But, I mean, we can now see the Democrats are out of the closet, openly favoring socialism, that the gender ideology, which says that men and women, the gender and sex of men and women is not determined by biology but by how they identify.
Yeah.
And that kind of craziness that gender is fluid, that you can be whatever you want to be, that you're not a boy or a girl until you get old enough to identify, which you can do at 8 or whatever. And then they can have an operation, the parents can have an operation permanently changing your genitals. And then 80% of these young kids that had these impulses go back later, and it's too late.
Yeah.
This is child abuse and destruction. It's happening throughout our society. It's unbelievable what's going on.
Just this week, David, the school board in Austin, Texas, voted on curriculum that's instructing the teachers to teach just that. They don't want the kids to call their mom and dad. They want them to use terms that like important person, things like that, and to teach that you're not necessarily a boy because you were born a boy.
It is demonic. It is a direct attack on the Bible. It's like the serpent in the Garden of Eden telling, God created us as man and woman. He created us in his image. He didn't create us black, white, blue, and you have to patronize minorities because they aren't as much dignity. No, everyone created by God is made in his image. We all have equal dignity. He made us as men and women, and the nuclear family he designed so that we would procreate. Yeah. And they are trying to destroy everything about the nuclear family. We've been saying they would do it. We've been saying they would go radical. The more you give them, you give them an inch, give them a couple inches, they take a foot, then a yard, then a whole mile. They got same-sex marriage after saying they didn't want that. They just wanted to be treated fairly. They got same-sex marriage. Now the transgender movement is going nuts. And look, do you think anybody really believes this garbage? Do you think even 20% of Democrats believe that a man or a woman is their sex is determined by how they identify? Do you think anybody really?
How they happen to feel that day? I mean, it's all just absurd. And I don't think they really believe it. I don't know why they even say it, but I can't imagine that. But it is. It's crazy. David Limbaugh with me. Guilty by Reason of Insanity: Why the Democrats Must Not Win. Hey, David. You know, I offered to give away a few copies of your book. My text line here is like a slot machine. Everybody interested in getting a copy? Text book to 877-235-9405. I got a few copies I'm going to give away. I'll choose a few of you this morning. David, so good to have you join us here on The Morning Answer, and just good luck, and good luck with your book.
Thanks so much for having me. Hope everybody gets a book. Free. I don't need to make any money.
Well, it's an important message. It is a very important message. Have a wonderful Friday, David.
You too. Thanks for having me on, sir.
Sure thing.
Take care.